All right. Thank you so much, Polina. This is Julie Hewitt, the chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is the regular meeting for Thursday, December 15th, 2022. It is 8:36 p.m. on the East Coast, and I believe we have quorum. Aki, would you be willing to serve as the recording secretary for this evening?
Sure. Will do.
And would you like to take the roll call then?
Okay. All right. Trisara?
Hello, present.
Trisara's here. Bud Cohen? Jim Thingman? Jim?
Jim is going to be absent this evening. I heard from him.
Okay. All right. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
I'm here.
Okay. Vanessa is here. Sue Goodwin?
Present.
Sue is here. Heather Gray?
Here.
Heather is here. Donna Grimes. Okay, I'll put you off. Judy Hewitt.
I am here.
Okay. Vidya Jones. Okay. Adi Daksa. Adi. Okay. Maria Martinez.
Present.
Okay. James McFadden.
Here.
James is here, okay. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Darlene is here. Lawrence, oh yeah, Lawrence is still laid up, right? Okay, Sean Rhodes.
I am here.
Okay, Sean's here. Jim Sagerton.
Here.
Jim is here, okay. Sharon Saran. Okay, back to you. Tanaka is here. Mark Banduit.
Present.
Okay, Mark is here. Beth Van Guten?
Here.
Beth is here. Igberto Willis?
Here.
Okay, Igberto is here. Susan Young? Susan?
Here. Here.
Okay. Stephanie? Stephanie Wells?
Here.
Yeah, Stephanie's here. Arthur? Will be joining later. John Tatum?
Here.
Okay, John is here. Polina?
I'm here.
Okay, Polina is here. Okay.
Aki?
Okay, 15 total. Okay, Aki. Yes, yeah. Yeah.
This is Ali. I'm here.
Oh, okay. Ali is here. Very good. Thank you. Okay, so we have 16 at the moment. So you call them.
Sorry, did you get that Egberto Willis was here?
Or did no, is he on? Is Egberto on?
Yeah, Egberto is here. Yeah.
Got it. And I will try to announce the others as they appear. Okay, folks. So the next item on the agenda in terms of the preliminaries is reading the report out from the December 8th, 2022 meeting, the closed session portion of that meeting, which is the PMB met in closed session to discuss confidential financial and legal matters and took no actions. So that's the report out from December 8th. The next item up is excused absences. Can I get a motion to excuse those who are not present?
So moved.
Thank you, Susan. A second?
A second.
Thank you. Are there any objection? Let's just run through quickly who the people are. It's Bert Cohen, Jim Dingman, for now Donna Grimes, Avelia Jones, Lawrence Reyes, Sharon Salam.
Yes, Sharon Salam.
And everybody else is here. Okay, so those are the people who are absent. So are there any objections to the motion to excuse those not present? Hearing none, those absences are excused.
Chair, this is Vanessa requesting a point of personal privilege, please.
Yes, absolutely, Vanessa. Go ahead.
Okay, so I don't know if this is appropriate, but a lot of us have gotten an email about Lawrence being ill, and I know one of his colleagues is here, and so I don't know what's appropriate to do.
I think, you know, one of the things that is true is that, Lawrence is ill, and I think, you know, somebody said it well in email, you know, if you believe in prayer, it would be a good time to keep Lawrence in your prayers, or whatever analogous, effort you believe in, now would really be a good time to, you know, send good juju Lawrence's way, et cetera. He's ill and it is serious, and, because we haven't had a chance to actually talk to Lawrence about, you know, how much he's willing to divulge. I don't know that, you know, it's necessary to say a heck of a lot more other than, you know, it is pretty serious and it's worth everybody keeping Lawrence in their thoughts. So unless someone come from KPFK wants to give more of an update or feels more comfortable saying more than what I've just said.
Julie, this is Heather.
Yep.
I was wondering, is there something that the board, I mean, could we send him something or send him a note or do something as a group? Can we do something like that? I don't, I'm sure people would have some other suggestions, but is there something we could do along that line?
You know, that's a good question. The one thing that I do know is that Lawrence is, very close with, Michael Novick, the interim GM at KPFK, and maybe we could check in with Michael and see if there's anything that we could do. I mean, I certainly would be willing to, you know, communicate with Michael, find out if there's anything that would be appropriate and appreciated, you know, that the PMB could do. And then let everybody know, right?
Wonderful.
At the moment, I'm not sure what that would be, but, you know, if there is such a thing, we'll figure it out and take care of it. Okay. Beth, would you like to say something?
Just that I agree that it's probably not appropriate to speak in open public session without Lawrence's consent. But if anyone has concerns and wants to contact me offline, you all have my contact information. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Beth. I appreciate that offer. Okay, we are, next item on the preliminaries is identifying timekeepers. Can I get someone willing to time people?
I'm glad to do it, Julie.
All right, Heather. Heather will be our people timekeeper for this evening. Is there somebody willing to keep time for items on the agenda? Is that you, Susan Young, raising your hand for this? Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So that takes us, to the next item on the agenda, which is out of the preliminary sort of stuff. We'll get to you
sure.
Other folks quite soon. Ali, go ahead.
Yeah. When did the agendas go out and who sent them?
Paulina sent them, and it is my fault, but she was only able to send them about half an hour ago.
Okay, I found them. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you. So the next item is agenda approval, and that's a five-minute item. So let me read through the agenda. It's a rather long one. The item number three is approve the minutes of December 8th. Item four is affiliates director statements and interviews. That's a 45-minute item. Item five is a presentation on signal swaps with Mark Hand. That's a 45-minute item. Number six is the ED report and Q&A for 20 minutes. Number seven is the general counsel report and Q&A for 10 minutes, although I'm not 100% convinced Arthur will join us in open session, but we shall see. Number eight is unfinished business, which I put there even though we're not ready to deal with it tonight, but put it there on the agenda as a placeholder so that we don't forget about this item. Item nine is new business, and there are two motions under that. And so I've given that entire item 45 minutes, and I see now that I failed to break it up into the amount of time for the individual motions. But at any rate, one is a motion to follow the bylaws with regards to six-year term out delegates. One is a motion instructing the KPFK LSB to follow the PMB motion on elections. Item 10 is a motion to move into executive session at a time certain of 10 p.m. We will be hard-pressed to get to that point at 10 p.m. I'm just letting everybody know. Item 11 is an executive session ED report and Q&A. Item 12 is an executive session legal report and Q&A. Item 13 is a confidential financial matter. Item 14 is a confidential legal matter. Items 15, 16, and 17 are all confidential disciplinary matters. Item 18 is, you know, this is the wind down. Discuss what we can share with LSBs in closed session. 19 is the report out. 20 is rise and report. And 21 is adjourn at a time certain of midnight. And again, we're going to be very hard pressed to get through all of these items in the allotted time. But I didn't pick and choose by taking anything off the agenda. So can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Thank you, Susan. Is there a second?
I second, Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa. Is there any discussion of the agenda? Hearing none, are there any objections to approving the agenda as presented? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Okay, folks. So that now brings us to the affiliate director's statements and interviews. We have another preliminary item, which is approving the minutes of December 8th, 2022. Those minutes, I believe, were sent around to everyone earlier this week. Is that right?
Julie, I'm checking right now. I don't remember if they were distributed and if this should be on the agenda. One sec. I apologize.
That's okay. Yes, I don't remember sending them around. I will confess to being a little bit behind on some Pacifica email this week. Okay.
We jumped the.
Okay.
Gun. Yeah.
Got it. So we will have multiple minutes to approve the next time. So that's okay. So now we're at the item on the agenda, which is the affiliate director's statements and interviews. And this is a 45-minute item overall, Susan. And the way I had assumed we would go about doing this was we would start with each of the director candidates making, a 3-minute statement, and we'll take each of the candidates making a statement, and then what we'll do is we'll open it up that directors can ask the individual candidates or all three of the candidates, whichever choice, ask them specific questions, whether it's related to their background how they would serve as affiliate directors.
Is Julie frozen? Yep.
Ask the questions after. Okay, just turn my camera off so that hopefully that will help with my internet.
Chair, point of information, please.
Yes, go ahead, Vanessa.
Sorry, when were the do we have the candidate statements, or when were they sent?
You do. Everybody has them, but they were sent probably in early December.
Julie, I can tell the date. It was exactly on December 3rd.
By Paulina?
Yeah, no, by the secretary. You can look for secretary at pacifica.org. Okay. So by me, but from the official account. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Right. Okay.
Point of personal privilege?
Yeah, yes. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I believe that my email address or something must not be right in the list, because there's a lot of documents I'm not getting. I don't think I got that. I completely believe you that you sent it out. I've had some things bounce back to my trash bin, indicating that it had been sent to Miner's Canary, which is no longer in service for like the last couple months at least. And so I think this is another one of the things I'm just not getting a lot of documents. Yeah, could I, if someone has those handy, could I ask that they be sent at least to me and anybody else who needs them?
And to me as well. I don't see it. Thank you.
Uh-huh, sure. I believe originally I sent it out to the PMB only, right? And I forgot to copy your, both of you, Beth and Vanessa's alternate emails. Apologies. So I'm fixing that now.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. And Paulina, is there a specific order in which we should do this?
I don't know, Chair. I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't think of it.
Question, Chair.
Yeah, go ahead, Darlene.
Can other people affirm that they got something on December 1st from the Secretary?
December 3rd from the Secretary.
December 3rd. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll go back.
Well, I got everything probably when it came originally, so I'm not the best person to do that affirming.
Well, I'm about to forward it to the whole PMB then, so you can see that the original email had gone out. One second.
Okay.
It'll be two different emails.
Okay.
And well, Lena, I'm affirming that on December 3rd, I received nothing from the Secretary. I received items from Julie for the PNB.
Mm-hmm. But hopefully you're about to receive the forward with the date clearly showing that it did go out. So I don't know what happened, but wasn't on my end. 1 minute.
Okay.
And Madam Chair, I haven't started the clock yet.
Yeah, fair enough.
Information.
Okay, who was that? McFadden? Go ahead.
I just want to say this has come up before. People send don't get emails because the attachments can be large and they have filters on different kinds of email accounts that prevent those from showing up. And if those attachments were had any size to them, that could be the problem.
Beth again?
Yes, go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, that's why I gave up the other address and have only the one address now. So, it should be treated as my primary address because so far, I haven't had things bounce from this box. And if things are bouncing like that, then I would suggest at least splitting, multiple attachments into putting them individually into separate emails to reduce the chance of that miss. Cause it's really frustrating not to have a lot of the basic documents we're working with. Thank you.
I have just resent everything, and by the way, when they bounce, should I get a bounced email notification? Because I haven't gotten any.
Okay. So in the process here, I've decided that the order is the order in which they came into my inbox. And so first up will be Heather Gray, second will be William Foster Jr., and third will be Alvaro Montealegro. I hope I just pronounced your name correctly, Alvaro.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so Heather, would you like to go first? Heather, you're muted.
My apology, thank you. So I would like to serve a second term on the Pacifica National Board because of the importance of Pacifica Radio overall and the role it has played in inspiring community radio stations across the United States and the world for that matter. And I know I've talked about this a lot, but it always impresses me that community radio was and remains a model of Lou Hill, who launched the Pacifica Network and its conceptual framework because of the need for a voice of media that would be of the people and not controlled by corporate entities. I've been honored to be involved with community radio now for decades, actually, at WRFG, and that's Radio Free Georgia in Atlanta. And as I've mentioned as well, WRFG was inspired to be created thanks to WBAI in New York. Our founder was in New York in the 1960s and heard WBAI and said, oh my goodness, we need something like that in Atlanta. So he came back and he created WRFG. Our station, of course, has served a vast range of cultures all over the South and the world, from civil and human rights issues to local union and worker issues to a vast array of women's issues and cultures in the U.S., Africa, South and Central America, etc. And this, I know, is true with community radio stations, the affiliate stations, and the Pacifica stations as well. It's so incredibly important. So I would welcome the opportunity to continue to do what I can do on the Pacifica National Board and serve the affiliated stations to advance knowledge and of the need to support Pacifica and community radio generally. I know there's got to be a lot more work done along that line as well. So serving the Pacifica Board is one of the major avenues for achieving these goals, and so that's one of the major reasons, amongst a number of the reasons, why I would be honored to serve on the Pacifica National Board again. So thank you.
Thank you, Heather. Next up is William Foster, Jr.
Good evening, everybody. You can hear me, correct?
Yes.
Good. My name is Bill Foster, and I am originally from New York City, and I reside in Alabama right now. And our station is WUMO LP FM 94.5 FM in Montgomery. And we've been in existence since 2014, and we're a developing radio project. We've gone through many ups and downs, and we are still surviving. And our purpose is to provide a different type of black radio presence in a state where conservative radio dominates the airways. And so I said I was from New York. We came down Alabama in about 2005 or so. retired from Mega Rivers College of City University of New York. I worked many years with Reverend Herbert Daughtry Jr. in the National Black United Front, research associate with AFRAM Associates under the leadership of Mr. Preston Wilcox in Harlem. And we've been involved in struggles dealing with particularly black empowerment over many years. I am interested in serving because I think the development of community radio stations are important, especially throughout the Deep South. And we're working on a model to try to uplift our local communities. And so I think my time is over, correct? I'm happy to be able to be on this Zoom call to meet everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. And then finally, Alvaro Montealegre. Alvaro, go ahead. Oh, you're not muted. I mean, you are muted. Go ahead.
For 50 years, WBAI New York, Pacifica affiliate, WMNS Tampa, Florida, WSLR in Sarasota, Florida, WBPU, St. Petersburg, Florida, WMXT, Greenville, South Carolina, and Pacifica as a whole has been our only national community radio network and the only one source of news and information that working class and communities of color have been able to receive in this area of the country. with the great growth of the Latino and Black community in the U.S. and our area, and the total lack of progressive news and talk, it is my interest to help address this issue within the context of the community at large. Furthermore, our populations have been victims of severe misinformation and disinformation. We are also, in Florida, being accused of having turned to the right and supported Republicans in recent elections. In the Black community, there's a serious lack of media as a whole, and what is there in our area is also conservative. Aside from the Pacific affiliates, WBPU 96.3 FM, Florida, in Greenville, South Carolina, and Progress at WSLR in Sarasota. Latino radio, TV, and print media are conservative to the extreme. The main forces approaching our communities on a consistent basis are conservative evangelical churches, the Republicans, and other right-wing entities. The political center and left have ignored, rejected, or taken our people for granted. We at Pacifica and other center of progressive forces must give access to those voices in our community that represent the interests of the working class. If we don't, we will see our communities in larger numbers politically turn right as we ignore or reject their everyday needs and concerns. I would like to be part of the effort to offset, even in a small way, this problem through my participation with Pacifica. At WBAI in New York, I served as in a general support to Alternativa Latina with Bori, and later with
Did we just lose Alvaro?
Not only that, but it was very difficult to hear him.
I agree. He was softer than the other candidates. Aki, I will just note that, let's give, Alvaro a moment to come back, but I will note that, Sharon Salam appears to have joined us.
Correct, Sharon?
When he does come on, please tell him to somehow increase the volume, because I can't turn my volume up any higher.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, Sharon.
Is it possible to call to him or text to him to let him know he's not on? He may not know.
Really? I think you know. It tells you when you're off. He's probably having trouble with his internet, but I can text him.
If you could, Polina, that would be great. It's kind of hard for me to do that at the same time that I'm trying to chair the meeting. Although there's not that much to chair right this single second. Cause I would like, to come back and, I think the last thing we heard Alvaro say was something about, having worked at WBAI. And I think it was a moment after that he got cut off.
I have not cut off the time. Should I cut off the time? Should I just stop it?
Oh, yeah, if you can pause it, that would be great.
Yep.
And we'll want to add a couple minutes or a minute.
Yes. And yes, there is going to be time to ask candidates questions. I suppose we could, depending on how long it takes Alvaro to get back, we could start asking questions of the other candidates, in the meantime. So if you want to ask questions, please use Zoom to raise your hand. And, I'll take a stack if there are people who have questions. I see James McFadden's hand. Go ahead, James.
I'm starting the clock up.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Alvaro's back. All right.
Hello. I don't know at which point my presentation went silent or stopped.
That's okay. Alvaro, I feel like one of the last things you said was that you worked at WBAI. I wasn't taking notes, so I don't know how much more we might have, but that's where we were.
Yes, I didn't work. I've been a volunteer at WBAI and later at WMNF in Tampa, at BAI in New York, of course, WMNF in Tampa. Let me see if I can catch up with this thing. Yes, at BAI in New York, I served as general support to Alternativa Latina with Boris and later with Gonzalo Aburto. At WMNF in Tampa, I have been active in discussions in the direction of the station and have been a board operator for 15 years. Presently, I am active at WSLR Sarasota and other Pacific affiliates in community activities and discussions regarding the focus and direction of the station, and I am a board operator there too. At WPRK Winter Park, Rollins College, Florida, I served as chief radio operator some years ago. I want to join the Pacifica National Board to contribute with my analytical skills and with a solutions-oriented approach, which comes from my on-the-ground experience working in the radio field and as radio operator and co-hosting programs with strong ties to the community and commitment to social and racial justice. I have other things, but I want to stop right there and say thank you.
Okay, great. So then we will now go on to current directors asking the candidates questions, and James McFadden has his hand up. Go ahead, McFadden.
This really is a question for the two new candidates. I don't think Heather needs to answer this. Which directors or LSB members have you spoken with about the job? That's the question to both Bill and Abaro.
Well, the only person I've spoken with was Heather Gray. And I just talked to her because of there were some areas that she was doing work with, especially around critical race theory. And the other meeting that she had, and so we just talked for a minute, and that was it.
I told Michael Novick and Lawrence about my interest in doing this, and those would be the people that I spoke with.
Great, thank you. Do others have questions for Heather? Go ahead, Teresa.
I guess I'd like to ask Alvaro to repeat what he just said because I couldn't hear any of it.
Okay. I spoke with Michael Novick and Lawrence Reyes about my interest in participating in the board.
Alvaro, your mic is very low. So for people who are not wearing headphones, you're hard to hear.
I apologize. Let me make it a little louder here, see if this helps.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Sue Goodwin has her hand up. Go ahead, Sue.
Hi. I'd like to hear more about specifics, and so I'd like to ask each candidate, if you think a year from now, how do you hope Pacifica could be stronger and better positioned, and what could you do to move us there?
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead, Alvaro.
Am I loud enough or too loud?
Not too loud.
Okay. A year from now, I would like to see the current problems that I hear Pacifica is having with economics. I would like to see that on our way to being resolved. How I could help to do that, I can give you my opinion of what I have seen for the past so many years. And I don't know the intricate issues within Pacifica to be able to say with certainty what exactly the problems and how to resolve them. But I can tell you what I have seen throughout the years and what I think may be able to help. I see that in Pacifica, it seems like a lot of the issues and problems related to money or the structure of how monies are handled seem to be given out to different groups. I could be wrong, but to different companies to issue to handle. Where I have been that seems to be successful economically, although they are much better, much smaller stations. The stations themselves handle everything from the finance director of finances to the collection of money to accounting, et cetera, et cetera. It's all done in-house. And perhaps that can help a little bit, you know, by not having to pay different entities large sums of money to you know, to handle the process of the economic of the system of the network. I think if I can go a little longer, I think that there are or I see in some stations, in many stations, a turn to reducing or eliminating news and public affairs. I would hope that in a year we would have supported that area of stations and you know, to make sure that we don't turn into a group of music only stations. As some stations have spoken about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I guess I'm going to add something here as well. So I appreciate what Alvaro just said about news, because I think that one of the things that would be really great, and we've had this discussion on the Pacifica board and with the affiliates as well, is to have national news programs and get more information, have more of the connection with all of the Pacifica stations, certainly, but as well as with the affiliate stations, to be having national news programs. I did send something out to the board recently about the affiliates working on the 1619 project, and I look forward to talking with folks more about that as well. But that would also be a national program. the plan is to have, my voice is going on me, forgive me, have podcasts and so forth that would go all over the country about some of the discussion that's going on about the 1619 project. But I'm just using that as an example. I think we need to have more connection with all of our stations working together on some of these projects, which I think would strengthen, the Pacifica stations, but also the affiliate stations, and just the community overall, getting more information out. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I don't know enough about the board and its business. I'm new to this aspect of Pacifica, but I am interested, and I think that I can make a contribution to assisting with the affiliate success, let's say. I think the affiliate structure is great, and the stronger the affiliate structure is, the stronger the network is going to be. And so we've been just surviving. We're hanging on, and it's become sometimes a year by year thing. And it's certainly a hustle. But I think the issue of organizing and the affiliates is got to be a foundational aspect of the whole Pacifica business. And so within 1 year, whatever I could do to help, to serve, I'm available to serve.
Great. Thank you all. I see Teresa, then Beth. Go ahead, Teresa.
I guess I would like to ask again, how your stations pick your board members and, specifically what you would like to contribute most to this board. Do we want to start with Bill and then Alvaro and then
Heather? Sure.
Okay, well, we pick our board members based on interest within our personal networks and professional networks. And what's the other question?
How do you select your board members and how you best think that you specifically will, what you will contribute on this board?
Well, we request, based on personal contact and professional contacts, participation on our boards, particularly with people who have, specific skills and who can help to, direct the organization. And now, in terms of what I like to do, how I can help, well, I have to assess the situation and assess where I can be a contributing force. And I can't tell you specifically. My role is I'm a social worker, organizer. And so I also am a public administrator. And so, you know, those are my skills, networking. So otherwise, I really can't answer any more specifically.
Alvaro?
At WMNF, where I have been for about 15 years, the board is one quarter is elected from the membership. Through elections of the membership. The other three quarters are elected or are selected by the board itself. The members go before the board and the board decides who comes in. How I personally can help, I can help by helping to concretize a or to help develop the affiliate group, the affiliate organization and communication within the affiliates and support, among us all. I know that many of us, I think it's a great strength for Pacifica. Having 220 affiliates, gives, I think, a broad, footprint for Pacifica, of course, more so than the five stations that form the network. So I think reaching out to them and making that I know that work is being done and it's being done for a long, long time. Helping to get that, going on, especially the stations that are close to, Latino, Black and communities of color. And I wanted to say following up from what I said a few minutes ago about finances, one of the things that I have noticed is in two stations that I have been, not WBI in New York, but the two stations that I have been associated with, after that, they do underwriting. As I understand, Pacifica does not do underwriting. They do underwriting, but they have focused on small entities, not large entities, not major businesses. And I think it has its problems. It has its pitfalls. For instance, at WMNF, when I first got there, they used to print a magazine. Because of fear of upsetting people, there was not a single editorial, not a single note, addressing the political issues of the time or even local issues. The magazine had become essentially a directory of small businesses, perhaps a note or two on music or things like that, but people are, very little by way of informing the community of the point of view the station had, and it still follows to a great deal to this day. They don't have a magazine anymore, but it's still it's good in terms of passing on information, but not about itself. So my feeling is that is a pitfall of underwriting, and also reaching out to large donors has a problem, in my opinion, in that it whether people want it or not, it will affect the running of the organization. It will affect the functioning of the organization by making it more conservative, more afraid of taking positions. It seems to me. The job of reaching out to smaller entities and to the membership at large, as hard as it is, I think it's the way to go.
And Heather, did you want to respond to that question too? From Teresa. Heather, you're muted.
I apologize. I keep messing up on that. So, at our station in Atlanta, the board members will nominate people for the board of directors, and then the board will look at the credentials and so forth and make a determination on the board. What was the other question, Teresa?
Your contribution.
What do you expect to contribute?
Pardon me?
What do you expect to contribute?
Oh, okay, to the board. Well, what I would hope I would contribute actually would be ongoing work with the affiliates and to get more information, to have more of a coordinated effort actually with the affiliate program and Pacifica overall, which I think would strengthen our community radio altogether in the United States and or the world. I think one of the things we don't talk enough about is the inspiration of community radio in the United States and the impact it's had internationally. I know there are a lot of community radio stations on the African continent. I would like to have more of a connection with those stations as well. I'm just mentioning that as one example. But anyway, that's enough for me on this right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Beth has her hand up. Go ahead.
Chair, this is James. Chair, I'm on the phone. Can you put me on the stack, please, and then call when you're ready?
Absolutely. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, Pacifica is large and very complex, especially these days, and it can be a pretty steep learning curve. The last couple of years, there have been concerns about how available some board members have been for the work that we all have to undertake. And I'm wondering about your time availability and your willingness to prioritize Pacifica over other business you might have. Thank you. And I guess I should say, Heather has a proven track record. She shows up, she
clearly offers freely of her time. So unless she feels the need to answer this, I kind of feel like her track record speaks for itself. But I would like to hear from the other two candidates because we don't know them yet. Thank you.
Well, to be honest, I'm pretty busy. But sometimes they say if you want to get something done, get a busy person to do it. And so I volunteer to run for this nomination because I can make myself available. Now, my only pet peeve is when there are very long meetings, and I think sometimes, to be honest with you, I think sometimes people lose interest if there are very long meetings and more frequent and breaking up the time in meetings or some other alternative, I think could be more effective. That's just my opinion. And I am honest enough and free enough to say what I think. But I volunteered to make myself available.
On my part, I've been familiar or knowing of Pacifica for 50 years. And this is the first opportunity, the first time that I come this close, or that I'm saying that I would like to be a part of the board. It would really be an honor to be here. So definitely my time will be available.
All right. Thank you all. Jim Sagerton, you're next for asking questions.
Hi, Chair. Please let me know how my sound is. I switched to call in from Zoom.
You sound great.
Good. There are raindrops on the roof of the car. You may hear them. I heard Alvaro speak about underwriting a little bit. I'd like to hear the other two candidates give us their experience with or opinions about underwriting, if they have such. And if Alvaro wants to kick in with any additional information, I'd appreciate hearing that too.
Well, I guess I could speak. I'll be one of the ones to speak about underwriting. I think I've mentioned this on the board before. I'm a great supporter of underwriting from small businesses in the communities, and that's because we are community radio stations of the community, and small businesses in the community are also a part of the community. But I think my inspiration for this came from my work, actually, which has been with the Federation of Southern Cooperatives, where I was director of communications for 25 years, where I'd be across the South, right? And where I began to learn more about cooperative entities in various communities across the South. And I realized, my goodness, that a small cooperative or a relatively medium-sized cooperative is like a small business in a city as well. And I thought, they are an integral part of our community. And I just was thrilled that Pacifica has been considering doing, is actually going to be doing some underwriting, and that we can all, small businesses and community radio station, we're all a part of the community, that we come together and support each other. So I'm absolutely thrilled about it. So thank you, Jim. That's all I can say right now.
Well, my experience is somewhat limited. We get support from where we can get it from in the local community, individually and with organizations who donate. But my experience with underwriting compared to some of you is very limited, and there's a lot more I have to learn about it. In terms of, as we say, we hustle and we get the money from people who are interested in the work that we do. and support. And that's all I have to say about that.
Thank you, Bill. Alvaro?
I have no further comments to make. I support it, but I think it needs to be handled with great care. I think people need to be concerned with the effect that it may have in making the station a little conservative or conservative on you know, making the network you know, too soft and unwilling or afraid to take the stance that it now takes. What really has made Pacifica Pacifica, and what has made some of us follow it for 50 years, you know, the fact that it's able and willing to speak up and say what is going on, and I think that's, you know, that's really the essence and the mission of Pacifica as I understand it. And you know, if we lose that, we'd be in trouble. I see that threatening in one of our stations. In the other one, it doesn't. Again, it's a smaller station, and they do take underwriting, but they also have a theater, you know, like a space for activities where the community is very involved, and they have, you know, constant activities to help them do finances. And again, we're talking about small potatoes as it relates to, or as it compares to Pacific.
Anyone else with questions for the affiliate directors candidates? I will simply add that the small tidbit of information that Heather and Bill Foster Jr. have been nominated by the Association of Affiliates, and Alvaro, his nomination comes directly from his station, if I am correct about that.
Yes, two stations.
Two stations.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyone else with questions for the affiliate director candidates? Now's your chance to ask them, because we'll be voting over the next week or so.
I have a question before before we go on. I would like to know which station Mr. Foster, Bill Foster, is associated with, interested in making connection.
WUMO LP in Montgomery, Alabama, 94.5.
Thank you.
WUMO LPFM.org.
I got it. All right, thank you.
WUMO LPFM.org in Montgomery, Alabama.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've said that a time or two before, huh?
Not much.
Looks like Jim Sagerton has his hand up again. Go ahead, Jim. Or is that from before? You're still muted, Jim. Let's go to Vanessa and we'll come up. Go ahead.
Am I muted now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Good. So, I wanted to ask, this is something that I've been personally interested in. And that is that, you know, Pacifica provides programming for some of the affiliates, and that's the main way they come into our sphere or our network. And I've all long been interested in having some affiliate program being played on our stations. So, do you have an opinion on that idea, and do you have any programming from your station that you think might, you know, the rest of the Pacifica universe might be interested in hearing?
Well, we have one program that's we work with the ending the HIV epidemic in the South that comes out of CDC and the Alabama Department of Public Health. And, it's on HIV and women. It's called A Woman's Worth, health and wellness, particularly around HIV in women. And we have some programs that are national in nature, but mostly they're local in nature because of the local problem we have in the Montgomery area. We just had a problem with the local AIDS service organization going bankrupt. And so we try to put out information, you know, particularly targeting women in our community. And so that might be one program. We have some that are national and in nature. We also have a podcast. So you could email me and let me know. But I could share it with the affiliate staff.
So this is Heather. I'd like to respond to that as well. Jim, thanks for bringing that up. I think that we could really do a lot more along this line in terms of coming together and exploring programs that, as Bill was saying, in Alabama, what they're doing there. But, you know, there are a lot of programs by the affiliates that I think that the Pacifica folks, stations would be interested in as well. We should explore that. So we need to put that on the agenda somewhere. Absolutely. Thank you for bringing it up.
While the bulk of the programming that is not syndicated at the two stations that I am talking about would be local programming, I think that there are issues, there are themes that they cover that would be I think of interest to many affiliates in other parts of the country. And you know, so I think, you know, at a national level, I'm not sure, but I think other affiliates may be interested in, for instance, we have community discussion. It's a program that goes on in the afternoon on Saturday that talks about issues related to the community. Although they're local, I think will have a sound will echo in other communities that I think would benefit from it. There's also the Peace and Justice Report at WSLR, the WMXP in South Carolina has a lot of programming related to the Black community and history of the Black struggle, which I think would be very helpful, and I think would echo in a lot of other stations. Whether they be Black or white that want to cover and have an interest in the Black community and the struggle of people today. So I think that's a strength that Pacifica has. I am not sure that it is. I do know that all of the stations that I have been associated with do use Pacifica programming. I think it's a great strength, and I think that something to be shared and to be followed.
I saw Vanessa's hand up before. Vanessa, go ahead. And then I'll leave. Go ahead.
Thank you. This is a general question. I'm not sure who to direct it to, but I noticed that, and if it's not appropriate for now, then I'll retract it, but I noticed that Heather and Bill are both being put forth by the Association of Affiliates, and Mr. And Alvaro is coming from another source, and I guess I'm just trying to understand the difference. If that makes sense. I hope it does.
Right. I am part of the Grassroots Freedom Affiliate, which is organized or composed WMXP 95.5 in Greenville, South Carolina, and WBPU in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are We formed the grassroots freedom, affiliate, group, and that group, has proposed me as a representative.
Thank you so much.
And Ali Alexa had questions. Go ahead, Ali.
Yeah, I had sort of the opposite question of what, James Sagerton asked. Could each of you tell me as, affiliates, Pacifica affiliates, if you use AudioPort and if you're pulling any Pacifica programming, and if you could mention just two or three programs that, you're getting from the, AudioPort or from Pacifica that you feel are a great benefit to your stations?
Well, we use three noise filters, which is a health-oriented program, did excellent work with COVID. And Sojourner Truth, which is a California-based program, and Democracy Now.
Uh-huh.
We run Democracy Now every morning from Monday to Friday, and which is also piped down to the Confederate capital city of Montgomery, Alabama.
Thank you.
On all of our stations, all the stations that I'm associated with or have been associated with, run Democracy Now. You know, there are, other, shows, and I'm not sure, if they come from the port, but I get the feeling they do, some of them. And that's, Law and Disorder. I think that, you know, that runs in WBA in New York. And I hear it, also at WSLR in Sarasota. I'll run some of the names. Fall Cali, Juke in the Back, Bluegrass Review, Shortwave Report, Julian Taylor's Jukebox, The Scenario Radio, Train to Scavial, Laura Flanders, I think she's out of New York also, Launching After Dark, And You Don't Stop, Synthetical, and that's about it. That's what I have.
Thank you.
So, Ali, yeah, so we get Democracy Now! And also Sojourner Truth, those two primarily. So that's what we get.
Sojourner Truth is a wonderful program.
Yeah.
I've heard it for many years.
Yeah.
Thank you all. Are there any additional questions for the affiliate director candidates?
I just want to mention also Hard Knock Radio. Forgive me. Oh. That too.
Got it. Thank you. I don't see anyone else with any other questions. And so I want to first, thank all three of the affiliate candidates for your interest, and thank you for being willing to come and speak with us this evening. You know, and we will run the election, and we will it will take about a week to run the election, and probably another week to get the probably not a whole week, but something like that to get the results. But that's going to bump us up against the holidays at the end of the year. So we will try and let you know as soon as we, have an answer in terms of the, affiliate elections. Susan seems to have a question. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah. I just wanted to say we're past time.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, that was perfect then. once again, thank all three of you for coming to the meeting this evening. Heather gets to stay. The rest of you don't have to. We're going to continue on with the rest of our meeting. But thank you so much, Alvaro and Bill, for joining us this evening. Much appreciated. And have lovely holidays. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a great holiday.
All right.
Holiday.
Take care.
Mrs. Hewitt said, you don't have to stay. Is it, Is it okay to stay?
It's okay to stay until we get to the closed session portion of the meeting, where only directors can be. So if you'd like to listen to that, I think that would be fine.
And I'd also like to say happy Kwanzaa to everybody. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. And I see we have been joined by Mark Hand, who is the next item on the agenda is a presentation by Mark Hand. One of the things, but before we close out the affiliate directors candidates item, Terry Goodman has agreed to serve as a chair of tellers for running this election. This is really a point directed at the directors now. And so I will, while we are proceeding with the meeting, one of the things I'll do is craft the exact motion for running the election. I definitely had didn't have a lot of time to get a hold of Terry and get all these things ironed out so that I could have put the motion in the agenda and shared it with everybody in advance of the meeting. But when we'll get it done, but we'll pass the motion. It will be fairly straightforward and uncontroversial. It will have the dates for, you know, people voting, et cetera. It will set all that stuff in motion and, we'll get that done hopefully yet this evening. So, okay.